Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Galvin, we'll check in with you in a second here. We've got news. Don't forget today, coming up at noon, while Shannon and the Soul Brother are on, Hooters on 4th Street will be the home to the Bone Promotion staff that'll be out there, and they'll be handing out lightning staff. We got flags, we got window flags,
magnets,
we got magnets,
all kind of stuff.
We'll probably have some leftover t-shirts. That is Carmen's home base, and you can go by and you can do that between noon and until they run out today. I would imagine it'd be noon and noon 30. Stuff goes pretty quick.
I was going to say, how is that my home base? This is my home base.
The Hooters on 4th Street. That's where your real career is. Galvin's got news.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Kelta Show.
Watch this. You ready, Carmen?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Wednesday is what at Hooters?
Wings Day.
Okay. How many units of wings can you get?
You can do it either in 10 or 20.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or 50
if you're really hungry.
Yeah.
What kind of sauces we have?
There's 14 different ones. We have our regular, hot, medium, mild. And then after that, it goes 3 Mile Island, 911, and then Triple X, which is our habanero sauce. Mm. We have our flavored sauces, which is barbecue, hot barbecue, honey barbecue, honey Thai chili, which is the most popular throughout the girls.
Honey Thai chili?
Yes, so it is. Good. And I love it double dipped because, you know. Mm. And then we also have blackened or jerk rub.
Blackened or what?
Blackened or jerk rub.
Oh, they said dirt.
No, jerk.
That doesn't sound like it. Or rubbing some dirt.
Or teriyaki as well.
Okay. You seem to be pretty knowledgeable about Hooters.
Ask me about here.
Okay. If I ask you a question about here, you'll get those right as well?
Well, not the questions you're going to ask me.
What?
I already know.
All right, start studying. We'll do news with Galvin, and I'll ask you about the...
About the what?
What do you want me to narrow it down? Do you want me about the show? About the station?
About my job and what I do here, because that's what I do over there. I sell wings.
Yeah, but you're not wings there. So.
I'm selling wings. That's what I do there. Dude, I sell wings.
When I say something to her, she's smiling and yelling at me. As soon as you talk, her face changes to anger.
I wasn't trying to be nasty. I was just saying her analogy doesn't make sense.
She's like this. A-hole. I go there. I have 12 wings. And then you're like, hey, let me ask her.
There's
like,
no 12.
No, let me tell you something. She gets mad at you. Yeah.
You can order 20 and only eat 12 if you want to.
Carmen, real quick, I asked you some questions about Hooters and what you shined. You were fantastic with your knowledge about Hooters.
Thanks.
Can you name all of the staff members on the shows here from the morning show all the way down to the Bonderly Rewind show?
Sure. Our show, there's Mike Kelta, Galvin, Rob Spanish, and myself, Carmen, and also Joey from Cowhead TV.
Very good. That was extra credit. That was good.
He gets left out a lot. Next up is the Shannon Burke show, which is Shannon, Soul Brother Kevin, and Rick. And then they have a couple other starring guests that repeat, but I don't know them.
All right. So far, so good.
Okay. And then after that is the Drew Garabo show, where there is Drew Garabo himself, Seth Kushner, Gio, and Radio Kayla, who's my best friend. Love you, girl. Hey.
Oh, gross.
And then after that is the Billy Madison replay, where there's Billy Madison, Nard, Derek, Dan or whatever, Fat Boy Dan or something like that.
Fat Boy Dan.
I love it.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
And there's someone else who answers the phone who's extremely rude still, I would like to say.
Okay.
And then after that is the Bone Daily Rewind show, where there is Mo and Johnny B, who are co-hosts of that show, and then also Jared. Why do I sound weird now? Jared and Heidi, or Booty Fett.
That's actually pretty good.
Yes. What about the weekend shows?
Right, that's what I was going to get to, the weekend shows now.
Well, there's a lot of weekend shows. When I turned on this weekend, there was a home mortgage show or something about that going on.
Right.
There's also Dom's show, which happens on Sunday. You ask questions about the law if you get in trouble.
I don't need a synopsis. I just need to know who's on when.
All right. And then there is the hunting show.
Which is what called what?
Shoot 'em, Shorty. Shoot 'em.
Shoot 'em, Paul. Shoot 'em.
Yeah, that one. Trophy takers. And there's supposed to be a new one with this guy named Pants, I guess.
Oh, is what I heard.
Yeah, listen, he tried out this weekend or last weekend or something like that.
Uh-huh.
His name is Pants.
Good.
And his show is Pants.
Right. That's more than I expected.
Yeah, listen. You're welcome.
How many different sauces?
14.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Am I losing my job? Is this what happened?
Oh, my God. Are you paranoid about losing your job?
I really am.
Why?
I don't listen. I have my reasons.
Tell me what your reasons are.
No, I don't want to tell you my reasons.
Why? Did you screw something up and I don't know about it?
No. Oh, no.
So what are the reasons?
Nothing.
Carmen?
Nothing. I don't want to talk about it. It's going to make me emotional.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to be emotional.
Okay, question.
Yes.
Can you give me, what... You're worried about losing your job because of some reason?
No. I don't know.
Do you feel like you're disposable?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Then why wouldn't we have disposed of you by now?
Use every ounce you can.
Oh, well, I've used as much as I can from
squeeze
you.
Squeeze it till I'm dry.
I'm sure I'm not getting much more out of you.
Put it in the garbage. You're already dry.
There's no diamond in that rough.
Yeah.
No. I'm happy.
I was like, that is very rude,
I'm happy
sir.
With your rough exterior. I don't need to dig deep for a diamond. I'm happy. You are what you are.
Okay, so you're happy with that? You don't want more? You don't feel like there's something missing?
I brought you in my office, shut the lights, and said, so how do you like working here, Carmen? No, right?
Is that how I know?
Yeah, when it comes down to that, you know that's the only reason you're sticking around.
Carmen, what do you think your shelf life is? Do you think... how long do you think you'll be part of the show?
I don't know. I don't
like if you had to guess. If you had to guess, how long do you think you'll be part of the show? I would say Mike and I will do a show together until we retire.
Right.
And you?
And I will not.
Why?
Because I'm disposable. And being dumb, young, and cute can only last so long.
Yeah, you're already past the cute part.
Dumb will last forever with you, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But what would you say, 26? It's like,
I don't,
newer model.
I don't know. I mean,
I think Spanish should be the one that'd be most worried.
Yeah, I mean, I'm already past 26 and I'm dumb and all that stuff.
Yeah, but also with Rob here, Spanish provides nothing.
Yeah.
I tried to push him out.
He does not. He provides a lot.
No, he doesn't. Like, he's disposable.
Yes, he literally.
What does he do that I can't hire any other radio guy to do for half the price?
Yeah, I mean, literally all they had.
You're
Carmen.
Not supposed to agree with me.
Yeah. You know, Spanish. You will never find anyone that loves you as much as
I don't
Spanish.
Need that. I don't want that. I don't need that.
But you do.
I married that.
No, but you do.
No, I don't.
Michael, you do.
I don't.
Michael. That's why you love Spanish.
No. I don't.
Yes.
No.
You know what?
Yes.
He already has a person that's the same size that loves him more and really loves him, and it's his son.
My son, yeah.
They did a whole thing on
it. It was probably better on the street than Spanish is.
And they all you were included. Everyone even goes around the room and talks about everything that they hate about me.
But
so eventually I'm either going to kill myself or go back to working.
You know the rules. If you kill yourself, make sure you're in a Mike Calta Show shirt.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
And leave a note.
Okay.
An extensive note and then apologize to me for putting you through your suicide.
Blood, yeah. In blood, I will do this.
I'm sorry you have to deal with this.
Yeah.
I know your life is busy.
Okay, yeah. I'm so,
yeah.
I'm already apologizing, and I haven't even killed
myself
yet.
That's fine. I just want you to know.
I'm sorry.
And then, Carmen,
what
do you think Spanish provides that I can't get from somewhere else?
No, I don't think he's providing anything that you can't get, but I'm just saying that he is an important member of the show. People love him, and you, deep down, do love him, too.
No.
You love him more than you love Dinah.
Oh, please, for love of God, just say that.
Dinah and I were very close.
Yeah, they used to.
Oh, why? Now this
But really, think about it. You used to get jealous because it was Mike and Dinah time.
Mm.
They would go to lunch and they would go to dinner.
Yeah.
They would go to movies.
They would.
She would hang out over his house.
Yeah, we'd watch TV together.
Yeah.
This Monday really took a turn. I wasn't sporkle. Everything was going well.
No. You're fine, Spanish, but I'm just saying it.
Am I getting fired?
No. I just don't understand why, out of the two of you, Carmen feels like she's would be the first one to go.
Right. Like, if I were you, Carmen, I would go, not only am I a character where I'm dumb and I... You know, I have boobs and stuff. I could also do anything Spanish does better than him.
I don't know
and
why.
You look good doing it.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because every time that Hooter gets brought up, Mike brings up Yeah, your real job. Yeah, you could do that full time. Yeah, you make more money over there. He always throws that out. Like, why? Why
can't First of all, I know that you'll never be full time over there.
Why can't this be my real job? Why can't this be my dream?
And I don't know what you have a shorter lifespan on here or Hooters.
Excuse you.
Hooters are 10 pounds away from getting fired.
Yeah.
Watch out. I am still losing weight. That is extremely rude. And the fact that you even bring that up.
I don't think they're giving you the manager slacks anytime soon.
Slacks. I don't think you're getting a lesbian collared shirt anytime soon.
Yeah. Whatever.
Lesbian, you're doing fine here. And you're in no danger of losing your job.
Okay.
Neither is Spanish.
But
I just was saying on the list.
Why? You just leave it alone,
but,
man.
Carmen, I would just. Like shadow Spanish and learn what he does, which is basically hit record over there.
Oh,
so,
I know how I yeah. can do that.
Hey, this space bar is very right. intense. Technique.
Carmen, next time we're in my office, you should pull a power move. You shut the lights.
Oh my God.
And come sit next to me on the couch and be like, listen, I know you're sleeping. And rub my head and say, I just want you to know that whatever Spanish does, I can do that too. And then get up and walk out. And then you like plant a seed while I'm sleeping. And I wake up and I'll be like, you know what we could do? Spanish job Carmen for
please,
half the price.
Please, you know what? Look, please, Carmen, look please. At it this way. You need to start doing some of the stuff Spanish does because he's already trying to take your job by growing little boobies.
It's true. It's all part of my plan, damn Galvin. Why are you bringing up my breasts?
Oh, you poor kid.
These are my man breasts. They're her.
Rob, you're safe.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Good job.
And can I just point out over here, I share a phone screening section, but we also use the same Google login, and someone has up radio jobs and employment as a
who
plug.
Is it?
Well,
who is
you,
it?
Well, you got to think of everyone who sits
oh,
here.
Oh, I know exactly who
I
it
would
is.
Say it's Kayla.
Yep.
But yeah, so you just go through. So I just want to let you guys know that Cleveland is hiring, Pennsylvania.
Who did that? Who did that?
Philadelphia. I don't know. I can't tell.
You can tell.
No, I don't know. No, like I can't like look back to see what time it was placed there, but I just know someone.
I bet you, my guess is Jared.
Jared doesn't sit here. Booty
Over
does.
The weekend?
Oh, I don't know. Does he
Booty Fett is
know.
Not looking for other radio jobs.
No.
I'm trying to think of who else.
She didn't really even have a radio job.
Who answered the phone yesterday for Dom?
I don't know.
Is it Nails, the guy he's always talking about?
Yeah, that's Nails.
Oh, but what is a Nails? Who is that kid? What is his
Ooh, Orlando,
What is his
Florida.
Slave name? What is his name?
James, I think it's James or something. I don't that's the thing with Dom is you only know nicknames. I don't even know
what if
his
it's Roland Mizell?
Well, I mean, any one of them, okay.
Bye.
Looking for, yeah. No, not like that, but you know, they're looking for opportunity.
Gotta move on and move up.
Yeah, if they're not getting that opportunity here, maybe they're looking around.
These are the ones I picked out for myself. I'm just saying.
Oh,
I didn't know how this conversation was going to turn out. Now I can get out of here, but I'm just
what
saying.
What does it say?
This is anchor and host radio job.
Really? You're going to be an anchor or a host?
It's in New York. I just picked it for the location.
Uh-huh. Yeah, number one station.
Bloomberg Radio, so I'm assuming it'll have something to do with finance.
Finances.
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
Listen, I'm in school. I'm in school and I'm taking
a
college.
Give me a rundown on the S&P index.
I'm in school and I'm taking a math right now.
Right. Boom. Give me a rundown on the Dow Jones.
I'm taking a math? Is that what you just said?
A math class.
I'm taking a math because
class.
I want to work for business.
Yeah, American business.
And then there's also one here, which Green Bay in Wisconsin. It's a country station. I figured I'd just kind of follow
Nash
Mike.
FM.
Well, you know, Mike, that's what you did. Follow your roots. There is a board op and on-air talent.
That's more like it.
I can do both of those. Mm-hmm. No bad. And it's in Cleveland, Ohio. So,
see ya.
Rob.
That's probably Rob's job.
And then SiriusXM. This is the one that I really would
like. Are you ever part of the morning mashup?
I don't know. Anyway, I'm just saying. I mean, yep, that's that.
Hi, I'm Carmen.
Good morning
to you on your way to work. I just want to let you know it's going to be sunny. Jackson. Why don't you just go right for that general manager position in Tallahassee?
Jacksonville. Listen, I don't need this. I'm just saying I saw this, and as soon as you know, made me feel unwanted.
By the way, is that radio jobs in terrible cities? Is that what that website is? Cleveland, Jacksonville,
Minnesota,
Grand Rapids.
Come on.
All the good ones.
Salt Lake City. There's a bunch of them.
All right, you keep looking.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.